Emmy Burrell lives in Flagstaff with her husband and two children. She recalls a couple years ago, she and her husband were fixing up their guest room when they got the call.
My mom is crying hysterically. You know, she's like, "We found your brother." And I'm like, "What do you mean you found my brother?" She says, he's gone. You know, he hung himself.
Burrell immediately packed her kids up in the car and drove 3 hours to the small Navajo community called Many Farms to be with her family. Burrell says she wishes she would have acted when she saw the signs, red flags she only now recognizes.
I should have asked, or I should have intervened somehow.
I know for me, being Navajo, you don't talk about death.
Burrell has made it her mission to educate and empower other families. Now she knows when someone is indirectly asking for help, and she teaches those signs to groups like this one in Flagstaff.
What might we hear, see, or sense about a person with thoughts of suicide?
Self-medicating.
Anger.
Because it's taboo on some reservations, a death by suicide often goes unreported, and police classify it as an accident. Even with all the suicides that have gone unreported, the rate among American Indians across the nation ages 15 to 34 is twice as high as the national average. Why is the number so high? Few jobs on the reservation, an unemployment rate here on the Navajo Nation of almost 50%, and many live below the federal poverty line. Kids move away for jobs, yet there are pressures from family to move back and help care for the elderly and the livestock. There are also issues with substance abuse. Suicide prevention specialist Gilbert Contreras told the group about a workshop he held recently in the Navajo town of Loup, where several suicides have taken place.
There's not a word for suicide in their native language. In my response, and I hope I wasn't insensitive or careless, was then create one, because your brothers and sisters are dying in high proportions here when it comes to suicide. And I think it's a topic that we need to start talking about and putting on the table.
But even attending this workshop makes some nervous. Marcella Jones Francis, who works at the Indian Health Service in Chinle, fears she might contaminate herself and her family with talk of suicide.
It's kind of carrying that with me, kind of the negativity on my body, and then taking it home with me, carrying it to my family members and taking that negativity on my kids.
Workshop leader Emmy Burrell had the same concern, so she went to a medicine man to ask his advice.
I heard one medicine man say, you know, you have to know a little bit about the bad to fix the good. I suffered the bad, so now I need to know I can fix the good and, you know, help other families.
I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.